Welcome to yours going mental, excuse me. I am Nick Moyle.
And I'm Aaron Smith, your host.
And we have Michaela Smith back with us again today.
Michaela Smith is back, guys.
Good to be here.
Welcome home.
It's pretty great. Alright, so today we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about body image for Michaela's class. Because we are catering for people's classes now.
Apparently.
Sorry, that was not my intention.
As long as you know us. As long as we're friends. As long as we think you're cool.
Yeah, as long as you have something important to say. We're not going to sit here and talk about beats for 5 years.
Anyways.
I like beats. Okay, so Michaela, kind of introduce your project and tell us why we're here, why we're recording back-to-back episodes. Why are we doing this for you?
So, I don't know, we had to, like, I'm in health education and promotion. That's my major. And I'm in a health and wellness class for, like, our final project.
Gotta project, honey.
We had to inform the public about an issue that we deem as important.
Okay.
So I kind of chose body image.
Why did you choose body image?
Because I feel like, I don't know, at least one point in your life or like several points in your life, and some people struggle with this their entire life. People struggle with like how they feel about their body and how they feel about themselves.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's really important, especially for girls. Nick kind of mentioned to us before this that men don't really have that.
Well, at least I don't. Yes. I do know some guys that have struggled with it, but, like, I've never
worried about it. A little bit, but, like, that was on my mission when I gained 30 pounds in, like, 3 weeks because it was all water weight because I got sick.
Oh,
and then
yikes.
I lost that all in 3 days, so it was fine
because
I got sick again. Yeah, it was all water. It was all water retention. Anyways, I look puffy. That's the only time I was ever really worried about it, but other than that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
but
go you for being confident, Nick.
Thanks.
I think as a society and as a culture, like, we really value beautiful women. I mean, we all like a
beautiful
handsome,
men too.
I mean
that's why I'm here.
That's why you're on a podcast, right? You're eye candy.
Yeah, I only have a face for radio.
Not true.
I'm just kidding.
Not true, Nick.
I know, I'm kidding.
Anyways, I feel like historically, you know how men, they were out in the workforce, they were doing different stuff, and then women weren't really valued for, like, their mind.
Yeah, they
really
were valued
really
for
long
their
time.
Their beauty and their money.
Yes.
True.
Most shallow things you can have.
Yes, very much so. And so, I don't know.
I think that, like, that's kind of like a residual, like, we just got done talking about, like, you know, what is a virtuous woman, and talking about Tessa the D'Urbervilles and, like, our last episode, and how, like, it's kind of an antiquated idea that, like, we value, oh, you need to be a virgin to be virtuous kind of thing. And in this way, we're saying, like, oh, you have to be beautiful to be successful, to find someone who loves you for who you are, and, you know, that's just so not true. Like,
it's very shallow.
It is very shallow, but it's something that girls worry a lot about.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, Nick, from your point of view, do boys really care a whole ton about how girls look, or?
Well, that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
I've heard it several ways.
Because girls care about how guys look, of course. But, like,
right.
It doesn't come down to, like,
it's
I'm
like
going to marry
initial,
you only if you're the most attractive
person in
the world.
It's like your initial attraction.
Yeah, it's like an initial thing.
Well, honestly, it's the same for guys. Like, I usually, like, I'm not going to ask a girl out that I don't think is attractive, at least somewhat, whether that's personality or looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you have to be attractive.
I'm just going to say, right. No,
yeah.
I'm just going to say what I've heard. And so, I don't know. Just take it for what I've heard, I guess.
You're in mixed company, Nick.
I know. That's why I'm
we
like,
might hunt you down with pitchforks later.
It's okay. I'll be okay. I think. I hope. Anyways, so
Honestly, though, it's hard for me and guys in general to want to date girls that dress in sweatpants and tie their hair back every single day. Like, I'm honest. Like, there is a
it's just about, like, looking like
you take care of yourself. Yeah. Like, honestly, if you look like you try, I don't care. Like, as long as you look like you try and you're willing to take care of yourself, good enough for me. Because it just kind of reflects off of who you are and how you handle yourself in your normal life.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is normal life. But when it comes down to it, I've been told by many of people, don't marry a Barbie doll just because high maintenance. I don't know. I feel like this is very biased and one-sided, and I feel kind of bad for saying some of these things. Because
I think we naturally have that kind of tendency that, like, someone super beautiful must have something wrong with them.
Well, not even that way. Just, I think, I don't know.
Because I feel like people who are beautiful are treated differently. Like, they have, like, some kind of, like,
oh, yes,
a little bit of a cushion, like,
it's where called, like, I don't know. I feel like in our society, we have kind of, like, a fat phobia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
I agree.
There's definitely privilege.
Oh, yeah,
with
like skinny
being
privilege,
thin,
privilege,
with being pretty.
And you know what's really funny is that in the Philippines and Latin American cultures, it's better to be a little on the chunky side because it means you have food and it means you're wealthy.
Heck yes.
I think the key in body image, don't attach your self-worth to what you look like. Try and look your best, but then be okay with your best.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can't, there's only so much you can do. And honestly, that's you're true. Probably better looking than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Very true. Especially if you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, like picking over all your flaws. I feel like, you know, if any guy had that happen to them every day, they'd have the same problems too. Like they would worry about, I don't know, their love handles and I don't know what else. what do girls worry about?
Well, okay, so let me backtrack. I think for guys, body image, not so much. What they look like and how they dress and appear to be, that's more important. Mm-hmm.
I think that can go with body image.
Why I'm like, okay, wait, guys do have, I, not that I struggle with it, but I do try to look clean a lot, or like I try to dress a certain way because I like that, and I feel like it portrays who I am.
You do really look put together most of the time.
Well, thank you. But I think more than anything, there's a leader of an organization that I belong to. He just mentioned something funny once about the youth and young men and always making sure their hair is in the right place for that special someone. And it's like, okay, that's a thing for guys. Like, we like to look good and we like to make sure we look good. But again, it's still, I've had roommates in the past that have, and just friends, not even just roommates, friends in general that, attach their self-worth to it, and they have to have everything perfect, and then like the way they're dressed and the way they look, and
it almost becomes obsessive compulsive.
Oh, it totally is. Like, it totally is, and it kind of makes me sad for them, because it's like, dude, you're freaking cool, and you don't, like, I mean, looks go a long ways, but if a girl's really cute and then I start talking to her and she's a jerk, I'm done. Like, that's it. Like,
it's an initial like lure in, I guess.
Yeah
but it does not define you.
And I think people become more attractive the more you spend time with them.
Oh, I agree. That's true. I agree.
That's pretty true.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Because you can be like, oh, yeah, like, they're cute, whatever. And then you really get to know them, and, like, everything starts compiling into them, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, they're the hottest person.
And Twitter pated.
And then it's awkward.
Why is it awkward?
It's awkward for everyone else.
Oh, that's true. Only if you're awkward about it. But those are my thoughts. I don't know. What else did you
Everyone's want? Awkward about it.
Awkward. Like, me and my roommate, we were just, like, discussing, like, different stuff because she had a different take on, like, body image. Like, I feel like there's one extreme or the other.
So, like, what was your take? What was her take?
I feel like sometimes I tend to be, I don't know, I try to be in the middle, but she's more on the negative side, just with,
Like, in what way?
Like, with, you
it's
know, like,
wanting...
It's awkward
to talk about, but I need...
Yes,
I need specifics.
I think mostly like, her weight, like, what else?
Well, just, like, I don't know. She's just, like, laziness, like, not wanting to shower, like, different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not caring at all.
Oh, that kind of negative.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that can often go along with, like mental illness and depression and, mm-hmm. you know, certain things that like are being even sick, like physically, that can, we have to differentiate that on this show. That's not usually the case. Anyway, that's, it kind of comes with that where like people, they can't take care of themselves as well as they usually can. Mm-hmm. Like they're, I mean, I know for me personally, when I'm depressed, like it really helps me to like kind of get dressed and try and like a little bit, but like it's really hard to like want to care, to want to look good, and you're just kind of like, for what point, for why, for who, like
mm-hmm. yeah. That makes sense.
So I think that that can be like a big issue, like especially with people who struggle with that or like have gone through things, or
that's,
you know,
true.
We just got done talking about sexual abuse. Like people might want to like try to make themselves ugly so people stay away from them and they don't get hurt.
Another thought too, just as I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so how does this apply, how does this work? I think that a lot of the times when I'm the most stuck on this kind of thing is the time I'm thinking about myself the most, like when I'm worried so much about me and what's going on that I can't get outside myself enough to help somebody else.
Yeah.
Like if I'm on a date and I'm worried about what I look like the whole time, I don't have fun. A.
True.
B. I don't think she has any fun because I'm not myself when I'm worried about myself.
And you can tell when people are like fogged over thinking about something or looping.
Looping.
But yeah, you can tell when people are like fogged over thinking about themselves or thinking about something else. And you kind of,
when their mind's elsewhere.
Yeah, and you kind of feel like especially on a date, like you feel like, oh wow, like they don't care about me. Like, and that's, there's a difference between that and being nervous.
That's true.
But like, because you can be really absent-minded when you're on a first date when you're nervous. But like, you know, just trying to like think about other people, like. I don't know. When people serve other people, like, they have more confidence and charity.
I agree.
And then they're more attractive.
It's true. Like, if you...
You don't want to date with someone with no life.
It's true. Like, you want... Like... I don't know. That's just my thoughts, is that if you struggle with self-image and who you think you are, it's going to sound really cliche and stupid, but go serve somebody. Get over your feelings of self-pity. Get over yourself.
Often the most... I guess cliche or like things that we don't think about as often, the simple answers are often the most effective. I found that in like not only my religious life but also in like mental health and in school, like
go,
you know,
exercise.
Yeah, go exercise or go, you know.
And if that means walking 5 blocks, then walk 5 blocks. If that means going and playing soccer for 3 hours, go play soccer for 3 hours. Like, everybody's at a different stage and a different level.
And don't do it compulsively. Like, if you're, like, feeling fat, like, you have to go exercise. That's just a bad wiring of your brain. Do it to help, like, help yourself feel better for the endorphins. Do it for the high from the endorphins.
And you don't, like, I hate running when I'm running competitively. When I'm running because I like running and I like feeling good, I have so much more fun. I go a lot slower, but I enjoy it more. And then at the end of it, I'm able to sprint the last stretch, and I feel really great afterwards. I'm like, yeah, that was worth it. But warming up, I'm hecka slow.
Yes.
Yeah. So. And, like, for the people that struggle with, like, eating disorders or, like, compulsive exercise or
body dysmorphic disorder, which is actually in the anxiety disorder house, and they actually treat it at the OCD and anxiety clinic.
That's true.
Yes, they do.
And with eating disorders, I know that on campus – at the USU Student Health Center, there is a registered dietitian named Brooke Parker.
Brooke Parker, guys.
And she's amazing.
Brooke Parker. Sorry.
She's amazing, and it's free if you are enrolled in 6 credits or more. There's also a national hotline.
That's really
for,
awesome.
For eating disorders as well, because I know a lot of people struggle with this, mm-hmm. and you might not realize.
I think I've actually been seeing a nutritionist. Like, I call her over the phone. Like, I don't go and see her. But, like, I'm pretty sure she's a registered dietitian. And she does certain coaching and stuff like that. And honestly, like, I was, like, I went into this whole thing, like, oh, like, yeah, I'm going to lose a whole ton of weight. I'm going to feel good about myself and whatever. But I've noticed, like, I haven't, like, lost a whole ton of weight, but I've started developing really good habits of eating nutritiously. And, like, you know, I have a friend who's really skinny. Oh, I hope she never listens to this. I have a friend who's really skinny. She eats crap. and she's not healthy, you know? Like, we both went on, like, a exercise thing together, whatever, and she was really slow, and I was really, really fast, and, like, yeah, maybe I carry more weight. Like, all of our bodies are different, but mm-hmm. in the long run, I'm more healthy, even yeah. if I do have more weight. And I think that one podcast you showed me about, like, the
Body Love Project?
Yeah, it's so cool.
You should
she was talking about, like, how doctors are even, like...
We can link it.
Yeah. Like, doctors even, like, are like, oh, you need to lose weight, even if it's not the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kind of gave the example of she went in and got her LDL cholesterol measured, yeah. and she was at a high percentage, and, like, her doctor's like, oh, don't worry about it, it's going to be okay. One of her clients went in the next week to have her blood work done, and she was at the same point.
The same exact point.
Yes, as the nutritionist, and he told her that she needed to lose some weight.
Exactly.
And so, I don't know.
And that can be a contributing factor, definitely, but, like, we often, like, associate all of our problems mm-hmm. are because of weight. That's not necessarily true. You're not going to just get cancer because you're fat. Like, I mean, maybe it could help with that. Maybe having diabetes, like, you know.
Actually, the survival rate for, like, people who have certain types of cancer, if they have, like, that cancer, it's actually better to have that weight.
Because they lose... your body something to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And they lose so much weight. So, I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of just depends. Sense.
Yeah, I think, honestly, just with... Again, this is harder. This one's harder for me to kind of chime in on just because I don't know what... I don't know exactly what everybody else deals with when it comes to this, but I think just remembering that
you can talk a lot about, like, appearance, like, dressing a certain way, or, true. like, how guys, like, if they can't afford the right clothes or whatever, like, how you can just kind of look above that and just, like...
Well, I honestly think you can't judge a book by... And I say this...
Like I said, some of the most... Yeah.
But, yeah. We're all hypocrites, but, like, it's just get to know people for who they are. And even the ones... Especially the ones that are harder to get to know. Because as you do that, you'll feel better about yourself and better about them. Don't do it. This is something else you can't do compulsively, because I've tried to do it compulsively to get outside myself, and it doesn't work. It just makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
But get outside yourself and look to help people. Go volunteer. Go do something. Go be active. Don't give yourself time to stew over it. And if you're in the mirror constantly checking yourself out, making sure you're doing good, stop. Go do something fun. Go do something for you. And that'll get you farther than beating yourself up.
And yeah. you can practice positive body talk. Like, you can say, like, dang, I look hot today. Like, and that's really good. I have a friend who's kind of overweight, and she says that to herself, and she's very confident, you know? And she works it, and she's awesome. You know, like, it's...
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. Like, just
say... Believe it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tell yourself that you look beautiful, like, because you probably do.
Because, honestly, like, I don't know if every guy's like this, but for me, I am, as far as girls go, I'm ultimately more attracted to a confident girl that believes in herself, is kind to other people, and just has a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. More than I am any other, like, any beauty queen. Yeah. That is high and mighty or beats herself up. Like, I have so much more fun with girls that are just themselves and confident in who they are. And that's, I don't know, that's what I look for in people, but I don't know.
Seriously.
Sometimes yeah. it just depends on the...
And just, like, surround yourself with, like, positive people.
Yeah.
People who don't, like, beat themselves down. Because I feel like people, like, there's always that person in the group that's kind of fishing for compliments or, like, has that negative self-speech kind of come out. And obviously, like, don't, like, exclude that person. But, like, it's hard to be around those people sometimes.
That's true.
Because you're just like, dude, shut up. Like, it's okay. You're beautiful. I don't want to have to keep telling you this. But, like... Be around people where, like, you're like, yeah, you look hot today, or, like, yeah, I look hot today. I think I'm feeling myself today, whatever. And I feel like that creates a culture of being like, heck yes, like, we're awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I had a friend who was anorexic for a while. I don't know if she's still in that space, or I believe she received help. But she was very negative about herself for a while.
Yeah.
And it was really hard for me to try to be, like, you know, helping her with that for sure, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was an interesting situation. And I mean, in those space, it's kind of hard to know how to help those people.
Yeah.
But just, you know.
Yeah, no.
Try to maintain like positivity.
So I think we should kind of talk about when, you know, it's just a self-confidence issue and that you're kind of like not feeling yourself, and when it becomes a disorder.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because there's anorexia nervosa.
Yes.
And there's bulimia. And there's one that starts with like an O or something.
Orthorexia.
Orthorexia.
And then there's binge eating. Orthorexia is where you eat like cleanly.
Like you like clean. It's like OCD eating.
Like no sugar. Like no sugar.
No sugar. No carbs. Like it can be an sounds arrangement terrible. Of things. Like
it's like an OCD compulsive like eating diet.
It's like organic. It has to be this much. Like they constantly count their calories.
There's nothing wrong with doing this. There's only something wrong with it if you're doing it obsessively and compulsively.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, seriously.
And anxiously.
Like, if you want to, like, just kind of keep track of things and, like, be on top of things, like, for me, that's dangerous. And for me, Nick, and that's dangerous because it borders on the line of being triggered by OCD.
Yep.
But,
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people can do this compulsively, like, and count their calories compulsively.
I have counted my calories in the past just with, like, different stuff. And it kind of, like, I had to count my calories for, like, a nutrition assignment, you know, and just, like, see. And it's, like, sometimes that's a good thing to do for
kinda
some
just
people.
Gauge,
just,
like, where you're
see,
at.
Yeah, to see, like, if you're eating enough for, like, your body's needs.
You don't usually need to do it every single day. Like,
that's true.
Try to measure your macros on your average meals, like, how much protein, how much carbs, how much fat you're eating, like, per meal or whatever, and, like, how many calories you're averaging per day so you know what your body actually needs. And honestly, just listening to your body is so important.
Because,
like, if you're hungry, you should probably eat. Probably something healthy.
And.
But don't beat yourself up with, like, labeling foods, like, good and bad.
Yeah. Don't label foods good and bad. Nothing food-wise is good or bad.
Yeah.
Unless it was, like, I don't know, poisonous.
Unless it was bad and had mold in it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say something. With that, too, with, like, anorexia, with bulimia, I mean, those are mental disorders. Those are things that...
They start out physical a little bit, but they really spawn mentally.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that, whether you talk to friends about it, whether you talk to therapists about it, I talk to somebody about it. Like, if you're not eating enough, talk to people. Like, if you don't feel like eating ever... That's signs of depression. That's signs of anxiety. Suicidality, it can lead to that.
If you're eating, like, appetite changes a lot, like, it, for me, it kind of happens with dating where, like, I get super nervous and so I stop eating for a while.
Yeah.
And, like, that is, like, a big sign that there's something going on mentally that's, like, so kind of when you see that in your friends and stuff, take them aside and be like, hey, like, I'm not saying this to be, like, a jerk or whatever, but I've seen this, and I'm a little worried about you.
You need to eat. Don't tell them they need to eat, but...
Yeah, but just, like, tell them to be like, hey, I've just been, like, it's just a little bit been different. Is something going on? Because, honestly, that's a great, like, a lot of physical signs are a great indicator of something going on mentally.
It's true.
And, like, seriously... It's so sad, like, all of these girls, especially, like, in the age, I don't know, when you're a little kid, you have, like, unrestrained confidence, like,
it's true.
Yeah, little girls,
that's why I act like a little kid.
Little girls,
I was
usually,
not confident.
Yeah,
child,
she was
though.
Shy. Little girls are usually like, yeah, I look beautiful today. I'm wearing my dress or whatever.
My princess dress. I'm going to the movies.
Yeah.
And dressing up as Belle.
And we as a society, we tend to project the fact that we value this Barbie figure. And I'm not dissing on Barbie. She's a doll. But, like, we tend to, like, in our...
And by the way, when I said what I did earlier about not marrying a Barbie, that was not anything against Barbie people either. Like people that are super... just naturally attractive. That's not me dissing on them. I just, it's what I've been told.
Maybe it was offensive, Nick. Maybe we're all so mad at you.
Heck, it might have been.
We're going to come towards you, to your house with pitchforks. It's fine.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
You know, it's great to be naturally beautiful. Actually, like, there can be some side effects of that, too, though. Some men can, like, take advantage of that and, like, want to, like, I don't know, exploit people for that.
It's true.
It's weird. For me, I know this is very different, but for me, when I get on the bus, no one winks, bats an eye, but when Michaela gets on the bus, there's at least two boys who are just like, oh, girl. And, like, I personally have no problem with them. Like, heck yes, Michaela. But, like, it can get down on your confidence where you're just like, oh, well, I don't have anyone picking me up on the bus and asking me out willy-nilly. It's, like, dumb, but, like, it's true. Like, it's people, like, it's only one aspect of a person's personality.
Yeah, it's very superficial. Mm-hmm. Like, Tinder.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really attractive. If you struggle with body image, get rid of Tinder, Mutual. What are the other ones?
All social media.
Bumble.
Grindr.
Any of those ones, get rid of them. Like, they're not going to help you at all. They're going to make you feel way worse about yourself.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, literally. You're just judging someone by their, like, looks.
By their looks. Well, and yeah. You rarely match with the people that you really want to match with.
That's true. Like, I have a couple of friends who are on Tinder. And they're just on there for, like, more, like, the physical stuff.
Gross.
And so
that's
not.
Which does not help your body image anyway.
Nope. And, like, they don't really know each other, but yet, like, they're, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
I feel like being more attractive and more, like, beautiful, like, can actually kind of be a little bit of a deterrent. I'm just trying to sympathize with those who, like, have this, where, like, a lot of the guys they attract are very superficial and you don't actually want to date them, so you have to weed through more people.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you notice that, Nick? Do more superficial way. Girls come after you?
That's not what you mean, but thank you, though. I appreciate that. And those are the ones that are superficial, the girls that are superficial, I weed through them a lot faster, too, so.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Just be a good person.
Yeah, really. literally, I feel like unless it's a mental disorder, I feel like the way to get over general self-pityness, even not just with body image, with anything in general, is to just go serve somebody. And just go do the dishes. Go tell your roommate you love them. Go for a walk, clear your head, then go tell your roommate you love them. I don't know, just go do something.
Nick's advice is go tell your roommate that you love them.
I love them. Honestly, I couldn't ask for better roommates.
Yeah, we have great roommates, too.
That's great.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Or just be, like, grateful.
Yeah, gratitude. Totally.
It's a huge thing.
Totes
my goats. I never say that, but
be grateful that you can, like, do the things that you can do with your body. Like,
yeah.
Be grateful you can run or jog or walk or paint
or...
Or move your eyes, because I know some people are paraplegic, or some people can't run and walk, but
they
have amazing singing voices. Or, like, honestly, be grateful for the little things. Don't be sad for what you don't have. Be grateful for what you do.
Yeah, start a gratitude journal or something.
Literally write 5 bullet points down every day of things that you like. Like, my favorite one that I wrote down 2 weeks ago was I had a grilled cheese avocado and turkey sandwich. And it was amazing.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Just be grateful. Like, it doesn't have to be about your body. Just be grateful.
Yeah.
Because that helps with the self-pity and that helps with everything else. So.
And it helps you with a more positive outlook on life.
Yeah.
Which is what we all need.
It's true.
Yes. I think there's been a lot of push in the media to kind of accept women in, like, all shapes and sizes and stuff like that. And I think that's becoming more valued these days because...
It's true.
I don't know, for me growing up in, like, the 90s and early 2000s, like, all of the models were stick thin. Like, like, if you were not the thinnest, like, waif of a human being, you were not attractive. Like, and coming out of that and, like, having, like, these kind of more inclusive ideas of, like, okay, well, like, this woman's beautiful. She's not necessarily the skinniest. She's healthy. Well, that's important. Like, being morbidly obese isn't healthy. Right. But, being, like, you know, a little bit, I guess, as Nick said it, on the chunky side, like, that might be your body at its best, honestly. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, all people are different, and it's hard, and I feel like it's just a natural thing that we compare ourselves to others.
I'll say we've labeled different as bad.
Yeah.
As a society.
I don't know what's normal, though.
There isn't.
That's true.
There is no such thing as normal.
Like, it would be so boring if everyone looked the same.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean,
it's kind of weird to think about.
Yeah.
Or if we were all the same personality, that'd be weird, too.
Oh, that would be even worse.
Yeah, I can barely get along with people that are semi like me, so I'm like, how would I get along with a million me's? I wouldn't.
You're just like, no more of you, Nick. No.
Nick, there's only room enough in the world for one of you. That's why there is only one. Anyways, the most wonderful thing about Nick is I'm the only one.
So Nick is Tigger in the group.
Yes.
Michaela's Piglet.
I have no idea.
I think I'm Rabbit.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you were really wanting to talk about, Kayla?
Not really. I mean, like, it's okay to want to be on a more healthier path. And, like, I don't know.
To take care of your body is important.
Yes.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you are going to be a stick-thin... I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. Kate Moss, that was, like, the famous... Anyway, you don't have to be a stick-thin, like, model-like figure to be beautiful. But definitely be healthy. Like, definitely take care of your body. Go to the gym. Get out.
Eat nutritious.
Do something active.
We are meant to be active. We are,
mm-hmm.
like, we are built to be active individuals.
Yeah.
That's how we've adapted. And then a lot of the reason we're so overweight and... feel like crap is because we don't take care of our bodies. Like, our bodies are machines. It's what you put in is what you get out. So that
put
includes
garbage in, garbage out.
It's true. That
yeah.
includes
ego.
That includes music, movies, entertainment, food,
people
exercise,
in our life,
people in our lives. So treat yourself right by being around good people and by doing good things.
Yeah. And you know, have ambition. Like, go out there, try your best. Like, I feel like so many people just they don't go for what they want in life. And it's sad because I'm like, have passion for what you do. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't just go for money. Money only lasts
so long
in this world. Like,
until you die.
Yeah, it's not.
And then what?
I mean, it helps definitely to have, like, a career that is lucrative. But, like, you know, you can also have hobbies on the side. Maybe get a minor in something that you're absolutely in love with.
Seriously.
Yeah, and, like, maybe find a way to make that passion your job, but, like, you can also do other things that you like, too. Like, it doesn't have to all be about money.
Must be funny.
In a rich man's world.
You said it times today.
You did?
Yeah.
Remember?
Because the best.
The intro.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're good. Just remember that you are beautiful, you are loved, you are handsome, you are strong. Do what you can. Try hard.
Seriously, be confident in your best.
Yeah.
And don't beat yourself up for what you don't do.
Definitely. Be grateful for what you have. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. This has been Aaron Smith.
Nick Moore.
Michaela Smith.
Yours mentally unstable.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.